The Pirates looking to snap a six-game skid, taking on the Cardinals. Almost a two-hour rain delay in the second inning for this one. Eventually, they'd resume, and the Pirates would storm back against Michael Wacha, trailing 1-0 in the second. Adam Frazier at the dish.
Three balls, a strike, runner at first base, the pitch. A swing and a drive hit deep to right center field. This is back to the wall, and that is gone for a home run. A home run for Adam Frazier, his first since the 25th of May at Atlanta. Here's a swing and a long fly ball. Right center field. This is gone. A home run for Starling Marte. That's his first since the 15th of April at Wrigley Field. And home run number three this year. The Pirates are piling it on in the second inning against Michael Wacha. Now the pitch from Cool. Swing and a miss. Kelly strikes out. A lead for Grichuk at third base. The pitch, a swing and a hot shot to the shortstop. It's caught on the fly. Now on 3-2, Carpenter swings and foul tip. The catcher hangs on. Strike three. Two strikeouts in the inning, six for Cool. Osuna pinch hitting, and the first pitch from Lucas is drilled to deep left field and into the seats. And the Pirates lead 6-1.
The Pirates snap a six-game skid, defeating the Cardinals 6-4. Chad Cool, the victory, allowing one run in five frames, striking out six. Starling Marte with his fifth straight multi-hit game. Adam Frazier with three hits and two RBIs. The Cardinals come up short against the Pirates. Manager Mike Matheny spoke after.
Can't take anything out of the equation, and he was very good in the first. It's a long wait, but it's a long wait for their guy, too. And he got out there and he looked better when he got back out. Michael's been through that before. He seems, unfortunately, to be the guy that keeps getting stuck in games that are affected by rain one way or the other. But he's tough and just couldn't find a real good feel for his stuff after that. It was very good up until that point. His first inning looked real nice.
It looked like balls were in the middle of the plate a little too much. Is that?
Yeah, I think more than anything else was just trying to find a feel for secondary pitches. But you know, I couldn't tell exactly where some of those balls were, fastballs. But his changeup and his breaking ball never really had that feel that he looked like he had in the first.
When you have a long rain delay like that, what do you look for from Michael before making the call that he goes back out there? And there's a lot of conversation. Is he throwing?
Yeah, he's throwing every 15 minutes or so, just staying loose. I mean, we're in a bind there. I mean, with eight to cover, mm-hmm. So. And he knew it. He stayed prepared, kept playing catch, and you know, kept in conversation, make sure that everything felt fine, and it did. Now, between fine and big league sharp, you know, that's two different things. Healthy was the first concern, and he felt okay health-wise. So at that point, you know, we just kind of had to see what we could get and then hope the guys could cover on the backside. I had some other guys that were beat up down there, so it would have been hard to cover it.
What did you think of Josh Woods?
They did a nice job, you know, got ambushed on one pretty good sinker, but you know, threw some good pitches to lefties. I knew that was something he was working on in Memphis, was having some swing and miss out pitches to the left-hand hitters, and saw a couple really nice, saw some good breaking balls the righties had troubles with, and good sink, good slider, and it looks like it definitely helped us out.
For Dion to get that 20-homer, hit the 20-homer mark, what significance?
Well, got us to 6-3. That was big. Then we just needed to get a little momentum because we've been shut down for a while. But for him personally, I mean, it's, you know, this isn't a fluke when you watch a guy that hits a ball that hard to that part of the field off a very good pitcher. He just continues to improve and continues to do a nice job all the way around. And, you know, getting past that 20 for any player at any point in their career is a big deal, let alone a kid in his first season. And spent, what, the first 2 months out, not even here. It's exciting to think of where it could go in the future.
Did you guys have a view of that play at first base with Grichuk? Did you guys come to a conclusion before the umpires did?
No, we didn't. Just kind of, we were listening to what they had, and they were kind of going back and forth with our video guys. Our video guys would have had us challenge it. Mm-hmm. So they had, I think, the angle that they showed last, the one kind of from the third base dugout looked like it did get him. We weren't getting a lot of argument from Randall or from Oliver, so figured that might have been the situation.
Going into kind of a special game tomorrow, this series was an important series regardless of that, but the resilience that both teams have shown, getting down and coming back so far in these games?
Yeah, no surprise. No surprise for me to see that with our team, and certainly isn't a surprise for us to see it from them here. They've always played that way against us, no matter where we play them, but especially when they're at home. And that's what we've always talked about. You got to just keep the throttle down, keep playing the game, because you know this team plays hard. And I think that's something that can be said about our club as well.
Paul DeJong with his 20th homer of the season in the loss. He spoke after.
I still try to approach it day by day, and that put us within striking distance there in the ninth, and then Jose doing his thing again puts us a little closer. So really, I think it's just something you can't give away at bats, even late in the game, down by 5 runs, rain delay, all that stuff factors in. And just got to go out there and try to help the team win every time.
Do you think that kind of governs you, whether you're, you got 2 strikeouts and you're 0-2 or you're 1-2-2 and you kind of have to, stay hungry?
Yeah, I think, I try to approach each at bat with a new goal, and depending on who's out there, what the situation is, all these things factor in. And I got somebody on base for the first time while I was hitting for the night. So, I wanted to stay relaxed and try to get a good pitch ahead, and that's what I'm always trying to do.
I know you're a confident guy, and I know you would rather get 20 and a win, mm-hmm. But would you imagine you get to 20 this quickly at this point, considering how late you came out?
Never really thought about it, but I just wanted to continue what I was doing in Memphis, trying to, be the same player that I was down there, up here, and, just try to, do my thing every day. That's really what it comes down to.
The series against the Pirates concludes on Sunday with Mike Leake on the Hill.